Got
Okay.
him right in the face.
That's a sound effect that the pterodactyls make.
The
Yeah, the
scraw?
scraw. Scrawbirds.
So yeah, that's right, scraw birds.
It's the exact same sound effect from I had this Space Godzilla toy when I was a kid. And
I know what character you're
what's
talking
that?
about. I know who you're talking
Yeah, Space
about.
Godzilla, the one.
He's got like the weird like Oh my gosh, I'm out of spikes on
ammo.
his back coming out to the
Yeah, he's got
side.
like crystals on him instead of spikes.
Yeah, he's
Yeah.
cool. Yeah. Space Godzilla.
Anyway, Space
Did you
Godzilla.
go
Yeah, I'm
down?
down.
Oh, Jerry. Get it together, Jerry.
Anyway, that's the exact same sound effect that my Space Godzilla
Nice.
had. So it's like, Kah!
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is
Video
Chris
games are
Locke
dumb.
and Matt Curione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And we're here to talk about what we've been playing this week. Chris and I were just playing some
Yeah,
Dino
we were
Horde.
playing some Dino Horde.
Again.
Orion Dino Horde, actually.
It's that one game you were talking about last week, and we actually sat down and took several hours last week and a little bit this morning to play it as well. Man, is that game a game? That's a weird. So you were right when you described it as kind of like Halo with dinosaurs. What you failed to mention was that it's held together with what appears to be bubble gum and Band-Aids.
I didn't realize that
Yeah,
at the time.
there's like it functions in the technical sense. But other than that, it is so weird. It's just like there's so much jank in it, and it's not that it's broken. It's not that it's you can't
Yeah,
play
I
this.
would say it works. It does everything it's
Yeah,
supposed
there are
to
dinosaurs, you can shoot them. Well,
do.
we've accomplished said goal. There are laser swords as well, and lots of guns that I can't tell the difference between, like what they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying, Barry?
Yeah, buying the guns is terrible. That's why, it's almost like you don't know what you're gonna get. Every time I try to buy a gun, I'm like, "Oh, this one sounds cool, TRX 5000." Like, but I don't know what the hell
Yeah.
that is.
Then
I
you
mean,
try
it's
and shoot
cool.
it and you're like,
You pick
yeah.
it up. Yeah, this gun's not helpful.
And maybe it's just me, and I need to go and look in my settings again, but there's no bullets in this game. Maybe.
Then how do you fight
Well,
dinosaurs?
you apparently shoot a sneeze gun at them, and they sneeze so hard that their head explodes.
Oh, this should be right up your alley
Chris,
then.
when was the last time you shot a gun and you saw the bullet come out?
Call of Duty?
Okay.
Yeah. You there's
I don't think you can see the bullets
yeah,
in that.
there's some kind with every shooter game that's like some sort of feeling of, hey, I just shot a projectile. In this one,
Some feedback
yeah,
type thing. Yeah.
letting me know that I'm actually shooting them.
Well, this one, it shows like fireworks coming out of your gun.
Yeah, but I
Yeah.
don't think there's any bullets in this game.
Why do the dinosaurs start
That's
spewing
why
blood
I said
everywhere?
it's a sneeze gun.
Well, they have consumption, and that's why they're sneezing
Yeah.
blood.
You're shooting sneezes at them, and when they sneeze hard enough, their head pops off.
That's kind of funny when you shoot a dinosaur's head
Yeah.
off. You're like, oh.
So that's a I don't know. That game is weird. Like it's a really interesting premise, but and it's a lot of goofy fun. It's also like
It
kind of
is. It's.
stupid, like when you're just like, okay, well now I'm dead. Let's do something, and I don't know.
Are we like? It's not the best game for sure, but for whatever reason, it could be fun sometimes. Like last week, we had a blast. We were stealing everyone else's vehicle. We weren't really playing the game right. Maybe that's why we were having so
Yeah,
much
we
fun.
weren't playing the game it was supposed to be played. We weren't like hunkering down and be like, we gotta get these dinosaurs, guys. Dinosaurs are serious business.
Chris and I were destroying our vehicle and hijacking other people's vehicles and riding around, driving off
Pushing
cliffs.
other people off
Oh
of
my
cliffs.
God.
Yeah, that's so much fun.
I tried to run into a Triceratops, like run into a car, and it ran over me. So that was fun. It just kind of tossed us both aside through the air. Oh man, that game. Some of the be a lot of fun.
What? Yeah, the Scrawbirds are always fun though too.
Scrawbirds.
Yeah, we're trying. You got to give dinosaurs new names in that game.
I don't know if you should.
I think Scrawbirds is a pretty good name, actually.
Scrawbirds.
Scrawbirds is pretty descriptive.
Yeah, because that's all it does.
It's bird and scraws. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna find.
Scraw.
I was talking to you a bit before this, Matt, about the sound effect from that one Space Godzilla toy. I'm gonna find that sound effect.
Yeah, Space Godzilla.
And I'm gonna add it into this podcast so people know.
Please do.
What we're doing. It may take hours, but I will do it.
Please do.
So,
it probably won't take hours. You just find it real quick on YouTube.
Sure, I'm sure.
Just search Space Godzilla trailer, and it's probably packed with it.
It might be, actually. I don't know. It's one of those weird sound effects that comes from, like, you know, sound libraries somewhere. Those ones you always hear all the time. Real quick divergence. Hey, Matt, you going to go see that new Godzilla movie?
Of course I am. That trailer is
amazing. I'm going to so watch that new Godzilla movie. I haven't
seen the new trailer yet, but I've already decided.
Oh, you need to watch it.
Yeah, I already decided when the first trailer came out. I was like, yep. I was all about some Godzilla when I was younger, let me tell you.
Same here.
I used to watch them all. I'd buy them on VHS. I didn't know what was happening, really. I was trying to follow the story. I was like, I don't know. Fast forward to Godzilla. Yeah, there he is.
What's he? Yeah, he's dancing, apparently, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Fighting a giant lobster.
I love that one. Where he
dances in a lot of them.
You ever see the one where he flies?
No, what? I don't think so.
Backwards?
Huh?
He like jumps up and does his fire breath and like flies backwards like 100 like bunch of miles. It's awesome.
Seems like he was using himself like a rocket.
Yes, it's great.
Godzilla. You know what?
That was Godzilla versus the Smog Monster, and it was great.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
That movie's a trip.
What was the one where? I guess it must have been Mechagodzilla, one of the Mechagodzilla ones, where.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to like the island of the monsters and he starts beating up like Godzilla's friends. And that made me cry when I was a kid.
It's depressing.
Yeah, Mechagodzilla like breaks this the jaw off of one of this other monsters that's like Godzilla's best friend. And he's all, oh, it hurts or whatever. It just seems like he was crying in monster.
Just like that.
Oh, it hurts. That's exactly what he said.
Oh, poor monsters.
Yeah, so what we're saying is Orion Dino Horde needs Godzilla.
That would be... I would play a Godzilla game where you fought Godzilla.
I wonder if there's going to be... Well, yeah, you could be like the people on the ground. There has to be a mod for Dino Horde where it's like instead of T-Rex, in comes
just
Godzilla.
One. There's no other dinosaurs, just Godzilla. You got to focus your attention on him. Horde boss.
And a couple other monsters.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, keep it interesting. You know...
Gotta have Mothra.
Mothra's pretty good.
But yeah, that new trailer, holy jeez.
Does it look like, it looked like they were going to have Rodan. Like, there's speculation Rodan will be in this movie.
No way.
No, I think it's just going to be Godzilla.
Know. There's like heavy speculation.
Who cares? It has Bryan Cranston.
That is pretty awesome, right?
That's all that matters.
He went from Malcolm in the Middle dad to best actor on television, then to Godzilla movie. Like.
Yes, Walter White versus Godzilla. Yes, please.
I would watch that.
I'm all about it.
If it was just Walter White, just like plotting to take down Godzilla.
Heisenberg versus Godzilla. That would be the greatest. Yeah, I'd see that. I'd see that five times in theaters.
Oh, becomes the kingpin of the monsters. Oh,
man. All right, video games.
Sorry,
you're Godzilla. You're Godzilla.
Okay. Back to video games. Well, Godzilla video games. You guys ever played any of those Godzilla video games?
Dude,
yes, I have.
That one
awesome.
On the NES was the jam.
100%. I never played that.
The side-scrolling one where you play as Godzilla and you, like, I don't even remember the story because I remember you'd be, like, walking on the moon and you're side-scrolling. There's, like, space tanks and cannons and stuff shooting at you and you got to kill them. You could breathe, like, your radiation or whatever on them. And then always at the end of the level, you fought, like, one of Godzilla's nemesis or whatever. So
Oh, I never played the one on NES. I played the one on PS2. But it was like a brawler fighting game.
I was about Godzilla. I was about to say that, because in the NES one, there was like you had the main story, basically, but if you did like two-player, it would go into a fighting game.
Yeah, so yeah, it's awesome.
You pick, like, you know, you get to pick all the different monsters and make them scrap.
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
Godzilla Destroy All Monsters is what you're talking about, Matt.
The PS2
yeah,
one, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It was on GameCube and
a
lot of other stuff.
Unlockable characters. Yeah, it had unlockables. You could play as Mothra. That was good times.
I actually played that on the Game Boy Advance, and that was a really good port, or whatever. You know, it's a completely different game, but yeah, it was...
You had
two or three monsters in like this kind of square space and just had to beat the crap out of all of them around these buildings. It was sort of isometric.
The best. The best.
There's a game before that that sounds just like that. King of the Monsters? The arcade game?
Yes. I
played the heck out of that thing, yeah. Anyways, you pick up buildings and throw them at each other?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, good times.
Super moves and all that stuff. Anyways, what do you guys played recently?
Oh, man, now I just...
What have you played, Chris?
Well, let's just get Chris's Dark Souls.
Godzilla now. Actually, you know what was a really good, like, not Godzilla game? Did you guys ever play, what was it? War of the Monsters?
PS2, yeah, right?
That was War of the Monsters.
Yeah,
right?
I have it. Yeah, I actually still have that game.
It's
awesome.
On the PlayStation Network.
A bunch of, like, crazy... Yeah, and it was free with PS Plus and for a while. Yeah,
when was this?
For like early last year,
because I bought it.
Yeah, and I so did I, and then a month later it was free. Because that's what happens.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, it had like this crazy eyeball monster. There was an electricity monster.
I think you're thinking of the same.
It was basically Godzilla without Godzilla.
Yeah, it was. Let's see. There was a giant tiki statue, a giant ape. There was an eyeball that was floating in electricity.
The eyeball mon.
A giant.
I saw this game, but I never got a chance to play it.
Though. Oh, it's awesome.
There's two robots in the game, though, which is kind of weird.
You can never have too many robots.
Yeah, what do you
Well, one's
about?
Like 50s robot, and the other one's like anime robot. So.
Oh, well,
that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Man.
So you got Robbie the Robot versus the Gundam. I'm okay with this.
You know what? I played that game so much that I unlocked all like the alternate costumes for those things.
And oh, man.
And the fourth, like the most expensive costume for each one, completely changed the character. So they played the same, but they were now a totally different thing. Like the eyeball monster turned into a giant frog monster.
Oh, yeah, whoa. So, I don't remember that. I never got that.
Yeah, it was kind of like they were the same basic model structure, but just totally rearranged.
I can see him in Google Google Images right now.
The
eyeball monster looks like a frog.
Yeah. what is it? The dragon monster turns into a bone dragon, which I really love.
Of course
he
does.
Just made of bones. Oh, man. War of the Monsters. Such a great game. We should have another War of the Monsters.
War of the Monsters gritty reboot. Yes, please.
It was already kind of gritty. Let's have a gritty reboot.
Yeah.
Extra grit. Okay, fair.
But yeah, that game is a classic.
That is. Man, we need to go back and play that. Online multiplayer with that. Co-op against horde modes. Oh.
Yes.
Why isn't this a thing? Like, this seems so simple. Just go make this game. David Jaffe.
Can I get my Dino Riders first?
Can we have them at the same time?
I remember that.
I want that first. Once we get that, then we can go back to other things.
I just want Dino Riders matched up with Street Sharks, and I'll be very happy.
No mashup. Just give it a good... give it its own proper game.
Yeah, but Street Sharks. Come on. Yeah. They had rollerblades.
Yeah, but they're...
They were so 90s.
They're no Dino Riders.
I don't know.
Like a Twisted Metal, but it's Dino Riders.
That would...
Or
yes.
Like a Mass Effect, but it's Dino Riders, like a long RPG.
Oh, God, no.
What?
No, we're good on that. We're good on that. You had me with Twisted Metal, but no. No RPGs.
Oh, wow. You don't like RPGs?
I do, but not Dino Riders RPG.
Well, I guess it depends on how it's done.
This is true.
That Mega Man RPG was actually a really good RPG. So,
All right, I didn't even know that was a thing.
What you been playing this week?
So played some Dark Souls, and I'll keep it brief, Barry. Just want to talk to you, Matt. Give me an update where I am, because I know you're interested.
Oh boy,
I made it.
I know you're interested.
I know you're excited to hear about all my exploits. Now I made it through Anor Londo.
Oh God. Oh God.
See, that surprises me, honestly. Okay, so Barry, Anor Londo is just an abandoned city. It's an abandoned city full of demons and sentinels. Like,
and God, yeah, like big golems.
Yeah, it's basically a soul game. No poison here, thankfully. Or very little, at least. And also, like, this weird, like, cult in all white that throws knives at you. It's strange.
Yeah, and they, like, come out of the walls. And
yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Have you come across any more cool bosses, like a sword-wielding wolf?
Haven't sword-wielding wolf.
Or a spider lady?
No spider lady, but the boss of Anor Londo was actually two bosses at the same time that were giants in gold armor. One of them was a big fat guy with a hammer, and the other one was a big fat guy with a javelin.
Yeah.
The interesting thing was, once you killed one of them, he went over and sacrificed the other one. So if you killed the fat guy first, he would go over and take the power, or the skinny guy would take the power of the fat guy and grow to about, I don't know, 100 feet tall, and then start slicing at you from the ceiling.
So you basically have to kill them both at the same time.
Or, yeah. Oh, also, they get all their health back once they do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you kill the skinny guy, the fat guy goes over and takes the power of the skinny guy and turns electric. So he has all these shockwave attacks, and you can't get anywhere close to him.
Yeah, I remember actually I had to summon like two other people, and we just like went after all of them at once.
That's how I had to do it too.
Yeah, it was great.
The
some jolly cooperation.
The only problem I had with Anor Londo, because everybody's all like, "Oh God, it's so hard. It's like the worst place." It's like, it wasn't all that bad for me. Like the actual place itself.
It gets worse.
Does it?
No. After Anor Londo.
Oh, I'm sure.
Worse.
Yeah, I'm in some places now that I'm not sure how I'm gonna be able to accomplish them. I've thought about it, Barry. I've thought about it.
No,
I've
keep
got
going.
To, man. It's a rite of passage. I've got to beat that game at this point. Anyway, in Anor Londo, the problem I had the most is that when I would go and spend my humanity so that I could summon people, and Barry, just a quick little thing. When you're human, when you're not human, you can be summoned into other people's world. So once you've died, you know, you can be summoned. When you are human, which is basically the same exact gameplay, just a different state, you can summon people into your world. However,
People can invade your world.
So
So you have some jerk just running up to you and stabbing you in the face.
Yeah, right? Aww.
And you're like, who are you? Leave me alone.
And just run up and dead. You are absolutely dead immediately. At least for me, I must be really bad at Dark Souls, is what I've come up with. Either these guys are super overleveled, like way higher than me, or I'm just really bad at Dark Souls. Because I always die. Someone invades my world. If I don't have somebody there helping me, if I've not already summoned another phantom to help, I'm dead.
Well, they're not overly powerful than you. There's a... you can only go into someone's world. It's like a 10-level differential, plus or minus.
Yeah, 10-level plus 10% of your current level. So,
So like if you're level 50 and someone's level 75, they can't go into your world and murder you.
But it still seems like maybe they're just way better at the game than me.
Probably. Yeah, they probably are.
That's probably it. Because anytime I see a phantom has invaded your world, I'm like, well, better go hide because I'm not going to live through this.
I'm gonna go hide in this corner now.
Just gonna hide over here. Maybe I can ambush them. I think I've been able to repel.
Maybe they won't find me.
I've been able to repel one invader.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Got that. Maybe a couple.
So what do you get for invading other people's worlds?
So when you invade another person's world, if you're able to kill them, you get a crap ton of souls and humanity.
crap ton. Okay.
You know, it's just like.
Literally a crap
ton. It's a ton. It's a lot. Well, I think it's based on how many they have at the time, but you get a ton of souls.
Crap ton.
But then you also get...
That's a technical term.
You also get, like, some humanity so that you can go back and turn yourself into human and then summon other people to give you a hand. So, like, it helps. It's good for you to go into someone else's world and kill somebody. But basically...
But it's very difficult.
You're stealing from them, effectively. Because you're killing them and taking them back to their undead form and stealing their humanity.
You gotta do
and if you do it too much, they can report you.
But here's a great thing, Barry.
Instead
of reporting you like on forums and stuff like that and saying this is a bad player, all that, there is an item in the game where you report guilty players. And then there is another covenant within the game where you can join, which is what I am in now, so I can actually invade people. Where you invade the world of players that have been reported in this Book of the Guilty and then go kill them.
Yes.
That's so
it's,
rad.
It's like a bounty system almost. It's just kind of neat how, you know, they're not going to, if you're griefing, oh well, deal with it, you know?
And if you're on that list, if you're on that, like, the guilty list, you can actually pay with a whole ton of souls to get off that list so people don't bother you.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah,
he'll like erase you from the book.
Oh man, that game is so weird.
You meet him in the church early on, right? Before you fight those gargoyles.
Yeah, or I think it's after you fight the gargoyles.
Yeah.
He shows up.
He can
absolve you of all sin.
Yes, for an exorbitant amount of souls.
Oh man, that game is insane. I haven't really made it far past Anor Londo. I'm in like some sort of. What's the word? Library right now? Fighting these crystal guys.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I went the right direction. I think I need to go somewhere else.
No, you didn't go the right direction.
I went to a hard place, I imagine. Where should I go next?
I can't wait for the new one. I don't know. It's been a long time.
All right. I'll just consult the internet.
It's been a very long time.
All right. I am excited about that new one. Have you... Me too. I mean, I just started watching some trailers and stuff for it, and... they really seem like they're up in the ante this time.
They know what they're doing. Oh, yeah. I played it at Comic-Con last year, and it was a really quick experience because I died super quick.
First enemy dead.
No, I accidentally rolled off a ledge and died. And I was like, well, okay.
Man.
Played this for 5 minutes.
If I could have a dollar for every time I've rolled off a ledge in Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of a boss, like he's almost dead, he goes to swing. Oh, I'm dead now. Whoops.
Yeah, that game. Oh, that new one. I can't wait.
I was watching some stuff on IGN about it, and they were talking about how they wanted to get you to like more desolate areas, which kind of interesting. Uh-huh. Like they talked about at first just saying, all right, we want you to go to like a very cold place. But then they're like, you know, we don't just want to limit it to having like some sort of Antarctic area. So then they showed pictures of like deserts and stuff like that. And I'm wondering if they're going to add, and this would be kind of interesting, like a cold meter for being in the, you know, in the Arctic. Thirst meter for
you
being in the desert.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be crazy if like you have some sort of time limit where it's like, oh. Better find a warm spot. If not, you're going to die anyway or start losing health dramatically.
Better find some water.
Better find.
This is the second one you're talking about? Doing
that comes out at the end of the month.
I don't know if they're actually doing that, but that would be really neat. That and they've added a mechanic of a torch. So I guess you light bonfires, you have to have the torch out or something. But certain enemies are scared of the fire. Other enemies, I think, are attracted to it. So you can use that to kind of crowd, you know, manage the crowds around you and hopefully not die immediately.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get this game.
It does. I'm getting pretty jazzed about it. I wasn't going to buy it immediately, but I'm...
Will they
have a PS4 version?
You will.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe down the road.
They have a PS4 version. That's what I'll get. Because I really don't want it. My PS3 is already choking on Dark Souls 1.
Yeah, my PS3 is dead, so I'm actually going to have to get it for 360, which sucks, but oh well.
What else? Every time
I won't be able to summon you, but whatever.
Every time I go into Blight Town, my PS3 sounds like it's about to like take off. Start flying around. Yep.
Launch sequence in 5, 4, 3.
So loud. God. Okay, Barry. I think we're done with Dark Souls. Let's bring Barry back.
Okay. Hi, Barry. Welcome back.
Hey. Hey.
How you doing?
So what else did you guys
play? Play some more Dark Souls, Matt.
No, stop it.
No.
Stop it.
No. All week I've been hooked on Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
All right, let's hear about this game.
Which, I mean, when it was first revealed, I was like, all right, that looks silly. And then I got it, and I was like, oh, yes, this is silly. Oh, my God. And, it's great. It's a brilliant business move by EA because they put it out. They're like, it's $40. We're going to put it out 2 weeks before Titanfall, and people will still have money to buy Titanfall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, by making it cheaper. Yeah.
By making it cheaper, they're like, all right, people won't worry about spending, you know, $40 on this. And the modes are cool. It's kind of like Battlefield, where you have, like, the whole capture points and all that. It's called Gardens versus Graveyards, that mode. The players are very varied. It's not like a regular shooter, where everyone has a melee move that can just take you out in one hit. There's only one character with the melee move, and it kind of looks like the monster from Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay, you have my attention. Does it sing?
Yeah, so I play as the Chomper a lot. That's that guy. And he can burrow down in the ground and then just come up underneath you and get you with a one-hit kill where he just swallows you whole. You have the little pea shooters, and they have like a shotgun that just has like awesome splash damage. The Sunflower is like your medic. And then you have the cactus, which shoots like cactus needles at you, and he's your sniper. It's basically Team Fortress 2, but with plants and zombies.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is really good. It's one of those games where the other night I'm like, oh, all right, I played this for 5 hours. I'm going to stop. Nah, I'm going to a couple more rounds. Let's do this. Yeah, it's so much fun. And then you get, at the end of each round, you can buy like little, trading card packs, which you can use to like customize your characters and stuff.
So
my scientist zombie has sunglasses that are actually floppy disks. It's pretty cool.
So what is like the game modes? And you know, is there a single player or is it all multiplayer?
There's no single player. There's like co-op single player, if that makes any sense. It's like a horde mode. Okay. Where you have to, like, where it's the closest you get to the actual Plants vs. Zombies game, where it's tower defense. Because there's, like, little, like, plant pots all over, and you can plant little, like, pea shooters in there that you get from when you get buy the card packs. Okay. So I got, like, a couple plants called a Snapdragon, and they just breathe fire and look like dragons. Yeah, they're pretty cool. But, yeah, that's the basic, I guess you would call it a single-player mode. But everything else is all just online multiplayer, just 24-player, let's go crazy and kill everything.
So how quickly do you get into matches? Is there a lot of people playing?
There's a lot of this. I've actually tried to join a few games where it's like, oh, game full.
Nice.
But yeah, you're always full teams, like 24 all together. It's pretty great.
So it's got a... go ahead, Barry.
I was going to say, so there's no, like, automatic matchmaking? You have to, like, it's like a lobby system or what?
Oh, no, it's automatic matchmaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's got a great sense of humor about it. Like, when you search for a match, it's like, looking for really great matches. We found an awesome match for you. And then if you're idle for too long, you don't do anything, it's like, you've been ousted from the server for doing something that is not playing this awesome game. So it's got a great little sense of humor about it, and it gets really intense at times. I'm kind of in love with it.
So there are comparable sides, right? So you can play as the zombies or the plants, is that right?
Yes. And the zombies, you know, you have your foot soldier. He's got his little pellet machine gun, and he's got the rocket launcher. He's got a jetpack that lets him jump really high. The scientist is cool. He's like the medic. He launched his like health stations and he can teleport.
Okay.
He's pretty cool. You have the all-star. He's basically your tank. And he has a football cannon that just shoots footballs at people. And he has like a tackle rush where you can take people out in one hit. You have the engineer who makes like teleporters, and he's got a jackhammer that he runs around on. And he's pretty funny because since it's third person, you see Plumber Crack the whole time you're playing your tank. It's pretty hilarious.
I heard there's like a multiplayer like campaign almost.
Well, yeah, that's the Horde mode.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's Horde mode. Okay.
Yeah. Which is I'm loving
Where's
it.
What about the Disco Zombie? Can you play as a Disco Zombie?
If you get his card, you can summon him. Yes.
Okay, so you can't actually play as him.
Play as him.
No. You can like eventually like mod your characters once you get enough like character cards. You can make them look different. Hmm. But yeah, the Disco Zombies, I've seen him once. He ran into the middle of a bunch of plants, started dancing, and they all died.
See, that's what I want to play as.
It's great. It's really cool. But yeah, I love this game. It's so much fun. And right now, it's only on Xbox One, 360, and then in June, it's coming out on PC. But it looks beautiful. I mean, it's done with the Frostbite engine and... Yeah, they did a really good job with this game.
So these card packs, how you get these card packs?
Well, right now there's I don't know if you saw, but before the game came out, they're like, we won't be launching with microtransactions.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, they're going to put them in like down the road. But right now, every time you get a kill or an assist, you get coins. Mm-hmm. And at the end of each match, you get a bunch of coins. And then at the end of the match, there's a screen. It's called the card shop. And you just buy packs of cards. And then you open them, and then whatever's in there, you get to keep.
Okay.
Like, sometimes you'll get, like, googly eyes, or a piece of another costume, or weapon mods that you can keep.
So you can get
or
buffs
you'll just,
and stuff like that, too.
You can get buffs like that, but not all the time. They're very rare. You do that. You can also get, for when you're in the Horde mode, you can get, like, a machine gun pea shooter, or, like I said, like, the dragon plant. You get like specific cards for those.
So what's the what's the conversion rate for like matches to pack of cards? How many cards packs can you usually get after a good match?
After a good match, you can get like probably a pack of cards, which are like the lowest level cards, which gives you like, you know, like character modifications to like, you know, the googly eyes and the floppy disk sunglasses and stuff like that. But if you do what I do and just save up all your coins for a while, you can get the awesome cards, which are like the buffs and stuff. But it's actually a really cool multiplayer game. My only problem with it is I wish there was more of it.
Yeah. How many maps did you already say that?
I've seen like four, maybe five or so. But yeah, it's lots of fun. It's
So
it's really cool.
Do you think this is gonna stay together, or you think everyone's just playing this right now because there's no Titanfall?
The thing with this is it's rated E10, so I've noticed like a lot of little kids playing it.
Okay,
and
that's cursing them.
No, and they're not your typical foul-mouthed little kids.
Oh wow, okay.
Like there was this one little kid who was just like, "Oh man, this game's great! I got a pea shooter," and I'm like, "Oh man, this kid's great."
You're like, "I like this kid.
I like this kid. He's good." Child. Like there was two people that were playing it. They were doing taking the controller and handing it back and forth, and it was a dad and his son.
Oh.
It was awesome, and he's like, "No." And then you just pull the trigger, and that's who you shoot. Shoot him. Hit him with your peas. I'm like, oh my god, this is awesome.
So he doesn't realize the Kinect is picking up everything they say in the room.
But no, it's great. I mean, it's a fun shooter game for kids, and I mean, they don't even use words like kill or anything.
Oh, I'm sure that it's going to be the same environment in Titanfall.
Yeah, like when you have, you'll be playing any other multiplayer shooter, and it'll be like 10 kills to go or whatever. They actually just say like, "Oh, 10 vanquishes."
Yeah,
like they call them vanquishes.
Yeah, I thought you get like knocked out or something like
10
that.
10 KOs.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
You're just asleep. 10
yeah,
naps.
Just, 10 naps.
Yes. But no, it's an adorable game, and I can't wait to get home and play some more later.
Well, let's hope that it sticks around, because it sounds like something that's definitely worth. I wonder, you know, with microtransactions coming in and it's already at a discounted price, if eventually this is just not going to be a free-to-play game.
You never know. It might be. Maybe,
that'd be kind of neat. I'd get it for sure then.
No, you should get it now, Barry.
Yeah.
You need to play it.
I got to finish Tomb Raider.
I guess.
Oh, he needs to finish Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Actually, you got to play that Plants vs. Zombies. Garden Warfare.
You need to get 95% of the way through Tomb Raider and then just stop playing.
Well, if I go that far, I got to finish the last five.
Eh.
But yeah, it's a great game. And if you want a fun little multiplayer shooter that's adorable and hilarious, I couldn't recommend it more.
Huh. Well, there you go.
So that's what I've been playing this week.
I just said what I've been playing. I've been playing Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I feel like I was really undersold on that game.
Really?
I heard it was good. I was like, oh, yeah, I was expecting it to be good. It's a lot better than
Barry,
I thought
it
would
be. Barry, did I not tell you
that it's
was
really
like one
good.
Of the most surprising games of last year that was on my Game of the Year list?
Yeah, I don't listen to you that much, Chris.
It's the greatest Hunger Games game.
It is.
Especially when you use her archer outfit and she just is Katniss.
That game is so awesome.
That's really cool.
I didn't expect it to grab me the way it did, but after a couple of scenes in that game, I was like, man, I'm loving this. And then once you get your bow and arrow and then you're kind of like the island's opened up more a little bit, mm-hmm. So you kind of go and start exploring. And I was like, wow, I was like, I'm going to get stuck in this game for a little bit.
What part are you at?
What part am I at? I think the last part I remember is she, like her friend Sam is like strung up and she fires that arrow. Misses that dude, and then she gets knocked out. I think no.
Okay, so you're river? In the blood pool.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly where I'm at.
The delightful blood pool.
That's exactly where I'm at. I was like, yeah, she's like covered in blood. I was like, oh, it was late. And I was like, all right, time to bed.
And then she comes out of the. She comes out of.
No,
the
no,
blood.
No! I haven't gotten there.
Oh, because it's totally a rip off.
Like, and then
of
this happens,
now.
and then at the end, this is what happens.
Man.
But yeah, that game is super polished. It looks good. It's not like for Definitive Edition. It's obviously not like next gen quality. It's not doesn't look as good as like Rise or something. But you can tell
it still looks pretty.
Yeah, I'm saying, but you can tell when you look at it, it couldn't have been that. It wouldn't look that good on Xbox 360 or PS3.
So
no,
after the last gen and just before current gen. It looks really good though.
It looked really good on PS3. Like it was quite impressive.
Well,
yes,
this one looks better.
I'm sure it looks better.
Oh, it does. It certainly does.
Barry, so are you you know, when you're taking out dudes, are you a silent killer or are you like loud and in charge?
It depends on the situation.
Really?
I like to be silent. I like to like headshot dudes with bow and arrows and then choke out the homies. But if we're going at it though, I don't like to kill them quickly. I like to cap their knees and punch them in the face. That's one of my favorite things to do. Like, oh, you're running at me? Bam! Crack! And just keep going. That's what I like to do. Setting dudes on fire is kind of fun though too, with the fire arrows.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
The worst is when you're trying to be all stealthy and then you accidentally shoot a grenade arrow.
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
I've done that.
I haven't got the grenade arrows yet. There's been times though, like you're like,
it's so upsetting.
You see them talk. You see like a couple guys talking. And you're waiting for one of them to turn away, and you're gonna shoot the guy in the back, and like your death perception's off. So you shoot the one that was in the front. And everyone was looking at him.
like, oh no!
Like they'll start freaking out. You're like, oh no! I shot the wrong one.
What happened to that guy? He's fine.
Like distracting ones here or there, and kind of picking them off one at a time, just kind of slowly hunting them all down. Because the stealth in that game is great.
Yeah, it's really
just
good.
Just
because
it doesn't, there's, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to remember no crouch button.
No, it just does it for you. It knows, like, when someone's looking for you, it automatically crouches.
And then she, like, melds to things like standing by a tree, she's standing up. If she's standing by a tree that's fallen over, she's, like, almost laying down. And you don't have to worry about that. And I really enjoyed that aspect of it, because it made the whole hunting people down thing a whole lot more intuitive.
And plus the way that it mixes in like some you know, like Japanese, like history or whatever with the island and everything. It makes me just like want to go and explore the tombs even more. Because even when you get into some of the tombs and she starts talking about what's there, it's just kind of like it builds a really good atmosphere in that game.
It is a really good atmosphere. And the fact that they're taking from the Legend of Himiko is really cool.
Yeah, it just feels like you're like, oh, like you're actually going around and exploring stuff. It's not just like, oh, here's, you know, a random cave or a tomb. Like there's stuff in it. Yeah. It's kind of explaining things a little more.
I don't know if you've seen the movie. Have you ever seen the movie Himiko?
No.
Oh, it was. It's an older like 70s movie. It's all based around the Legend of Himiko.
Okay.
It's actually streaming on Hulu Plus right now.
Hmm. Yeah, but
it's really, really cool.
You know, checking out Tomb Raider, and I'm just thinking like, oh, this is, you know, there's, I don't know what's going on yet, so don't spoil anything for me, but like when she calls in the plane the first time, the storm comes out of nowhere and takes the plane out, I was like, oh, snap, I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah.
You're kind of thinking, maybe I'll get out of
that's
here.
That's a nice, pretty game.
Yeah, but I'm really liking that game. That game is way better than I thought it would be. It's more than I expected. Like I was like, oh, it's gonna be a good game, but it's way better than good. That game is really great.
Great game is great.
Really enjoyed the Metroidvania style of it as well.
Yes.
You as soon as you get something, it flashes in your head. Like the first time you get a shotgun, you shoot open like some of those like wood planks and stuff. You automatically think of like, oh, I've seen that before
everywhere.
But I couldn't go through it. Yeah. You start thinking like, oh man, there's so many places I gotta go back to. But even like I know I'm gonna want to go through all of those tombs.
You have to
see a tomb. I wanna, because they're just so neat. And like I said, as she talks about everything she's seeing, is kind of cool. And then like, I remember going to one of the tombs. She's like, oh, I hate tombs. I was like, that's funny.
Them tombs are fun.
I hate tombs.
There's only one tomb I had any trouble with, and it was like, or might have not even been a tomb. I actually think it might be in the main game. It was like this one where you had to get the wind to push some sort of pedestal you were on. Do you know what I'm talking about, Matt? You're like on this kind of thing that's held by strings, like this platform held by a bunch of rope up top. You have to go close these windows, and then they open up and shoot you back forward.
Yeah.
That was the first one, yeah.
That one's annoying.
That was the first
one.
That one
just doesn't work, it seems like. Is it just me?
You gotta time it.
Yeah. So you gotta like drop the crate thing, and then you have to wait a couple seconds before
doing the other one.
I did all that. I tried all sorts of combinations. It just didn't seem like it was. Even when I felt like, all right, I did this.
Well, you did it
this
wrong.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It got like almost there, and it's like, nope, not this is high enough.
Well, even like, it was on my second try that I got it, but like I was still kind of far away, and I had to like jump to the wall and then jump up again to grab the ledge.
Maybe that was just me. Maybe I'm just at a video game.
Yeah, it was you.
All right, Barry. Here I am trying to talk to you about Tomb Raider. You should tell me I'm bad at video games. I've had about enough of this.
Excuse me. I keep.
Who are you, Sylvester Stallone? What are you doing?
I'm trying.
I just want to talk about video games.
Don't make fun of the way
you guys were. Hold on. While you guys were talking about Dark Souls, I downloaded and played a match. of this game Gunzi 2.
Okay.
So this game is anime style, third person, multiplayer game. Mm-hmm. I went to the death match, and so I was like, I don't want no tutorial, I just wanted to play while you guys were talking, and I got into it. And so I'm in a warehouse that's full of all these different crates, and it's stacked really high, and I'm running around with a sword and I'm chopping fools, and then I was like, wait, that person has a gun. So I use my mouse scroll and you pull out a gun. I was like, so you got guns and swords in this game? So then I'm trying to figure out how to like to traverse around the level, and it has like wall running and double jumps and stuff similar to like Titanfall. Obviously it doesn't work as well. But all of a sudden, like when you go to like run on a wall, it's like infinite. You stop running on the wall when you want to stop running, and then like when there's crates that were like three stories tall, you just run, and like as soon as it hits it, you just run all the way to the top. So I played. It was maybe 10 minutes, but that game was hella fun for the time I played. You're just shooting people, chopping people up, and it was more than I expected. That's for sure. But
you got to ignore Dark Souls.
Yeah. That was really cool. But as soon as I got in, it was like, It's like, you can't proceed further unless you lower your graphics. So I was like, oh.
Boo.
Yeah. So you got to start downloading that one, Chris.
I'm already downloading it.
Oh my god, you jerks.
What?
So yeah, you're going to like that one because it's crazy. And you have like, you started off, at least the character I had started off with a a sword, a machine gun, and a sniper rifle. And so you're shooting people that are far away from you, and you sneak up on someone, you pull out your sword and start slicing them. And that's your game.
That sounds like everything else. Gunsy.
What's it called?
Gunsy 2. The second duel.
Nice.
Where video games are done.
The sequel.
I know. Gunsy 2, the second duel, the sequel. Like, you can just call it Gunsy 2 or Gunsy, the second duel.
Video games
Gunsy
are
2,
stupid.
The
exactly, Matt. Video games are dumb.
But they're awesome.
Yeah, this is true. So this is very true.
I played that, and then what I played more of was Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've been enjoying it?
And that, yeah, I'm yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sold on that game for sure. I want that one. It's an Elder Scrolls game. You go into it, and the only way you know it's MMO is because there's other people running around. It doesn't have that, like, some MMOs, as soon as you start them, like, as soon as you start, you're like, oh, the old MMO quests again to level up. You know what I mean? There's, like, nothing special until you get to, like, at level 5, there's kill that, you know, the one quest that gives you, like, a little bit of a challenge. At level 10, same thing. And this, but in between that, it's always like, go kill 5 of this, go kill 6 of that, kill 8 of these, pick these up, and bring them back. And it's always just like that stuff. Like, I got in this, the Star Wars MMO, and that as soon
Which
as
one?
I, the Old Republic.
Oh, okay.
And right. As soon as
I never
started,
played that one.
Yeah, as soon as it started, that's what it was doing. I was like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna last long doing this. And I did it. I tried like with 3 different characters. I never got past level 5. I don't want to do these same quests anymore. I've done them before. But the thing is, when you get into Elder Scrolls Online, it's Elder Scrolls quests. If you know what
okay.
I mean. Like, it has that whole feel. Like, you go up to the characters and you talk to them, and it's got the great voice acting. And they're telling you, like, the little story of the quest, and you can ask them more questions. And then when you go and do the quest, it's not like, oh, you did the quest and it's done. There's, like, multiple parts to each quest. And they continue to go on. I'll go talk to this person. Each one of them has like a little bit of a storyline, just like in Elder Scrolls. Even if it's a small quest, it has like a little bit of a storyline connected in there somehow.
I've lost my spoon. Please go get it for me.
But then it does this cool thing that I've only seen WoW do so far for MMOs, where certain quests can change the world around you and change certain things that have happened. So like, excuse me. There's a... Oh man, cut that out. there's like certain quests where like it's a ship has smashed upon a shore and they're trying to help these Marines get back on the ship or whatever. And so you find another ship they can go home with, but this ship is also smashed up. So you have to repair, like you have to make repairs in the ship and all these kinds of things. But then you find out that there's like another like cult nearby and they're sacrificing people. And so you have to go and stop this. And every time you go to do something, the world around you changes. And so one of them was like, they're trying to do this. They're trying to, you're like, you're inside the ship when you pick up the quest. And like, they're trying to conduct this some rite of some kind. And it's starting another, you know, it's starting a huge storm. And so now when you go outside, it's raining and thundering and lightning. And then you can look off in the distance and there's like a hurricane coming. And then you go to where all this stuff is happening. You finish that quest. And as soon as you do, everything fades away and becomes light again. And what's funny is because you know that you just finished that quest and you're there, but there's other people out around you that haven't finished it yet. And so, like, you guys are in the same area at the same time, but with 2 different views of the same world.
That's pretty sweet, actually.
You know? Yeah. That's really neat. It's done a couple quests like that. I'm like, oh, man, like, that the NPC has moved from over here to over here, and she's talking differently, and there's, you know, all these different things have changed. All these crates are moving around. Like, you can just see, like, the... Like, after you do one quest, it doesn't just keep everybody doing the same thing. Where nothing has changed besides, you know, like, your level. Like, it actually
sounds pretty cool. I might
actually
have to check
yeah,
it out.
It actually changes, like, the way the NPCs are acting or where they move to. So for instance, like, if let's say me and Matt are on a specific quest line, but I'm a couple quests ahead of him. If he's like, oh, where do I find this NPC? I might not be able to tell him exactly where she is.
Yeah.
But she's in a different location for me than she is for him. Because
he's
in a different spot. It's really cool.
There's going to be a subscription to this, right? No, right?
Yeah, I think 15 a month.
Okay, but that's also on top of like PS Plus or Xbox Live and all that.
I think PlayStation said there wasn't a subscription.
Not for PlayStation Plus, but I was like, what's the crossover for the person that's going to play ESO on a console that doesn't have one of those 2 subscriptions?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Oh, you got to have it to play the Xbox Live. I was like, show me the person that has the Xbox One that wants to play Elder Scrolls Online that doesn't already have Xbox Live Gold.
That's also true.
It's like, it doesn't matter. So what's going to be like, maybe what, 5% of the people out there? Maybe if that? I mean, everybody you know has an Xbox Live. If they have Xbox One, they're playing stuff online. They already have that subscription anyways. So it's...
Because it's pointless to have it without Xbox Live.
Yeah, it's ridiculous even bringing it up. But, yeah, so after I played that a whole lot more, I was like, yeah, this game is... Because it was hitting all those Elder Scrolls itches. I wasn't like, oh, I'm running around playing some boring MMO. I was like, nope, I'm in an Elder Scrolls game. I could play this all day.
It looks pretty, too.
It looks so freaking
good. Interjection. This is from blog.us.playstation.com. Will playing online with the Elder Scrolls Online have a separate subscription compared to PlayStation Plus? Answer, a PlayStation Plus membership is not required to play this Elder Scrolls Online. PS4 players will only be required to pay the same monthly subscription associated with the Elder Scrolls Online that PC and Mac users will pay, nothing more.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think it's the same on Xbox.
The Xbox One version, the Xbox One version will require an Xbox Live Gold subscription.
Yeah, you have to have gold. Like I said, show me the person that wants to play this online on Xbox One that doesn't already have gold.
No, I mean, I get it. I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. The voice, awesome.
The what?
The voice cast.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You got John Cleese, Bill Nighy, Kate Beckinsale, Alfred Molina, Doc Ock, Dumbledore, Malcolm McDowell. Holy crap. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sign me up. I'll get it. Like I'll get it just for that.
It's top quality. Like, it's the best quality of Elder Scrolls. It's not like it's not being shoehorned or changed in any way. It's a total Elder Scrolls game. It's exactly what you want from Elder Scrolls MMO. On top of that, like, I haven't even seen, like, raids or anything. And then when you go and look at your character screen, it shows like the city, your allegiance to a city. Right now, I'm just a citizen.
Okay.
So obviously, like as you go into the game, I don't know if like how you change that, whether it's quests or PvP, but that can change as you go on. So
yeah, definitely. I'll check it out.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm sold on that game for sure.
I want you to know, Barry, that during this podcast, I found the video game you've always wanted.
Dino Riders.
There is a Dino Riders video game. Yes, there is. It can only be played on Windows XP.
Oh.
But it does exist. And
so it is a thing.
And it's free. And it looks like garbage.
Hot street trash.
Oh, it does look like hot street trash.
You found it, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. This is... ruined my childhood.
Go to the screenshot section. I know what I'm using as the featured image for this article.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is horrifying.
It exists. You can play it.
They were like, hey, we need an artist. Come here, kid. You've seen Dino Riders a whole bunch. Yeah. All right, here you go. Here's a mouse. Make some dinosaurs.
Can you draw a straight line? No? Well, that doesn't matter.
Oh, this is... terrible.
So it looks like butt, apparently.
No,
I'm not in front of a screen
Butt would look good compared to this.
You know what? It doesn't look that bad considering it looks like. Well, it looks like it was made in
what?
I don't know. Early 2000s.
It looks like it was made the very first time 3D was available.
Back in the day, it would have been like, oh my god. These are
will never look better than this.
No. Even back in the day, we still would have been severely disappointed. You'd have been like, oh, man, that does not look like fun.
I don't know. We were pretty stupid when we were kids. You got to remember that.
So the
kids are dumb.
You can tell the difference between Super Metroid looking good and this game looking like garbage.
The trees in this game? There's little shrub trees, and... They've just taken pictures of branches and used that as like a texture on it, but they didn't like take the black out from in between the branches, so it's just like little black blocks with branches painted on them.
All right, I have to look this up.
Oh man, okay, I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
But seriously, like, I'm looking at this super epic picture of, like, a war going on, and, like, Tyrannosaurus has, like, laser cannons on his head. Why can't we have that game?
I mean, that does sound cool, but what are you gonna... How are you gonna do that?
Like, Titanfall. Dino Riders.
I think...
Your Tyrannosaurus Rex is ready. You call it in, it starts running up, and you get three people on that thing. You get three people on that thing. One person drives it, two people are on the side cannons, and it has AI that does the rest. Man, I'm telling you.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at this right now. It's called Dino Riders World?
No. Oh, it yeah.
It looks like it was made in MS
yeah.
Paint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dino Riders. Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. It looks like it was made in Mario Paint. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Boo this game.
Yeah. Hey, someone probably worked
system
really
specs.
Hard.
System specs. Windows XP or earlier. Wait, problem. The game does not load. Yeah, that's a problem.
Or earlier.
Or is guys, it? Were there werewolves?
Or is
in,
that real problem?
Dino Riders?
Was
there
what?
Werewolves? Because I think I'm looking at like werewolves and cavemen in some of these screenshots now.
There was now.
There was now?
Yeah, there was now. Words and sentences.
Yeah, there was now.
So what else have you been playing, Barry?
That's it. Tomb Raider, Elder Scrolls Online. And got in a couple more games of Dumb Ways to Die.
And then you're going to play Dino Riders for free because you love punishment.
No, I won't
We
play
should
this.
Do a review of this Finn, game.
There's a finish
yes!
line. Why is it a race?
I don't know. We should do a review of this game. Does anyone have a computer that still has XP on it?
Oh my gosh. I see the werewolves and cavemen.
No, I do not have a computer that has XP. No.
Barry? Man. I don't know how we're going to review this game.
There's Toucan Sam in the game.
We could just review the pictures we find.
You know what?
I feel like this is
I
awful.
Give you permission,
Matt. I give you permission.
To review this based on the photos.
Okay, I'm good. I will do this.
Do not recommend.
Okay.
No, do not play.
So, Dumb Ways to Die. I played all of that. There's not much to it. Mm-mm. That was fun for a little while. Fun for a free little game.
Did you unlock the music
I did
video?
Unlock the music video. That was...
That's
that
the
was,
best part.
So, I think I did it in the wrong order, because apparently Matt tells us that that was a video before the game, I think.
Mm. Yes,
and
it
then,
was.
When you play the game and then you watch the video is just a song about the game at that point. It's just like, hey,
yes.
These are all the games you played. This was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess.
It was funny.
Kinda.
Oh, I'm sorry. It
wasn't
Dark Souls,
so it wasn't. I don't know. Barry, have you ever played a WarioWare game? Go play a War.
It's basically WarioWare.
It's like baby WarioWare.
Oh, that's
good. Go play WarioWare. Really like WarioWare.
Okay, yeah. Let me go play it on my Xbox One.
Do you have a DS?
No.
Oh, man.
Do you have
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I have a Wii.
You have a Wii? All right, WarioWare Smooth Moves. It's a that's a very fun game.
Man, if I dust that thing off, I'll die of an asthma attack.
WarioWare is really that's really fun. Get a
it's a fun little series.
I thought about pulling out the Wii the other day, actually, and the only reason why I wanted to pull it out was so I could download Super Metroid. That was the only thing that made me want to pull that out.
Go download Super Metroid, and then once you've dusted it all off, get a bunch of your friends over, get a bunch of alcohol. And go get WarioWare Smooth Moves. It can't be more than, like, $5 at this point.
I'm not going to have people come over and play that game. Stop it.
Barry.
Stop.
No, you don't have them come over to play it. You just
you have them,
jump it on them when they're over there. They're like, hey, we're all doing
hey, you
this
have
now.
Them come over and say, we're all going to get very drunk. And then when you're all very drunk, then you play the WarioWare game. It'll be a very good night.
No.
Yes, it will.
See? Even Matt agrees.
Do it. Do it.
Even Matt agrees.
Not happening.
So I've been playing Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Holocom.
You guys familiar with Twitch Plays Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody that isn't, which shouldn't be anybody at this point.
Somewhat.
chimps on
keyboard. Yeah, basically. Twitch Plays Pokemon was just Pokemon Red being streamed out, and anyone could interact with it by typing things like left, up, A, B, that sort of thing. And that's...
Didn't they just beat it?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, is the crazy thing. That's fantastic. So it went through a few iterations. At first, it was like, it's total anarchy, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But then they added a democracy mode and the ability to choose democracy or anarchy. So while people are playing, they're, you know, typing left, up, A, they're also typing anarchy and democracy to vote for it. And then in anarchy mode, anybody, it doesn't matter. You know, type whatever you want, and it takes the inputs as it can, because with Pokemon, it only takes inputs like after you've made a move. So if you're in the middle of moving one space, you know, it's not going to take the A, B, start, select inputs. In democracy mode, it takes an input every 20 seconds, and the person, whatever move got voted for the most, is the move that happens. So say, you know, example, democracy mode, they needed it to get through a very difficult puzzle that they had worked on for 26 hours in anarchy mode. They just weren't making it through. Oof. Yeah. It's not a hard puzzle if you're playing by yourself, but you've got 80,000 people telling this person what to do. So they made it through that puzzle with democracy mode, and then, you know, immediately went back to anarchy. And actually, it's just crazy because they were making, you know, they made progress. They made enough progress to beat the whole game. You got 80,000 to, you know, 100,000 sometimes, 30,000 sometimes, people sitting at the keyboard, you know, watching this or typing things and just giving so many strange commands, and somehow they were able to make it through the entirety of the game. And I watched the last little bit of it, like after the fact, because this happened just as I was sleeping just a little bit ago. And it was nuts to see that not only did they beat the game, but they beat it handily. It wasn't just like we got lucky. It was, they totally whooped the final boss.
Nice.
So, I don't know. This whole thing has just been like a super fascinating sort of experiment that I'd really love to see more of. Like, yeah,
oh, me too.
Everybody working together.
Get some other old games.
I don't know. What other games do you think they could do for this? Because
Twitch plays Earthbound.
Did you say Dark Souls, Barry? That would be pretty funny. We'll turn back in 20 years and see, you know, that they've actually finished it.
No way. Twitch plays Earthbound. That would be great.
They could probably make it through Earthbound. Like, slow RPGs are kind of an easy thing that they could do. Man, I would...
Twitch plays Final Fantasy VII.
Yes!
Yeah, there you go.
The only problem with that is, like... Is Earthbound... It's grid-based, right? No, it's not.
No.
The only problem is I'd have to figure out a way of, like, you know, you hold down the button. Because in Pokemon, you know, you press the button, he moves. One space.
Yeah. Well. Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
like, it's only one singular input that you need. It's not, you know, 10,000, hold down this button for 3 seconds sort of things. I don't know. I'd just like to see more of this because it was a phenomenal thing that it caught on and that people somehow, like, they worked together, they worked against each other, but still, through just, you know, perseverance, they were able to make it through Pokemon Red. I don't know. That's just crazy to me, guys. I'm so proud of the internet right now. They're actually accomplished something, though. Instead of all the hate, and so many funny things came out of it. Like when they were playing it, one thing that accidentally kept happening is that they would open up the start menu and look at an item called the Helix Fossil. And so
he is risen.
So what people thought is that the character was just occasionally checking the Helix Fossil for guidance.
Yeah.
Show us what to do, oh great Helix Fossil. And as the game went on, you know, there were so many events that happened. Like just recently, there was one called Red Sunday, which they went to the PC to get out one of their Pokemon so that they could put it in the team. And at the PC, you can actually let go of Pokemon as well, and you'll never get them back.
Yeah, I let go of Ab.
Yeah.
Or Abby. Or
that was one of the first ones that they let go of, but that was a long time ago. Red Sunday, they let go of, like, 15, 16 Pokemon. Yeah. They let go of a ton of them, like, almost everything. But eventually, you know, they got the Helix Fossil revived and turned it into an Omanyte, which, you know, the He Is Risen meme, and I don't know. It's such a weird thing to have the entire, like, collective of the internet focusing on one thing that's not hate, you know?
Yeah.
Because most of the time we're all like, oh, we hate things, or not we, but, you know, the internet. Yeah. So, you know, everything's terrible. Let's all focus our hate on EA for something, or, you know, nothing important.
Well, don't worry. Now that they've beat that, they can go back to doing their...
Let's distract them for a little longer. Because it's been... The internet's been really nice for, like, the past month. Very little hate.
Has it, though?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's been a lot less hateful.
All right, what games you played, Chris?
That was it. I just played Twitch Plays Pokemon. And that was fun. Yeah.
What are we at? Is it time?
It's time-ish, yeah. We're around there.
Time-ish.
Yeah, we talked about Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2, and then Pokemon, so I'm good.
And then Garden Warfare.
Seriously, Barry, go play WarioWare. You'll really enjoy it. If you like Dumb Ways to Die, like, you will...
No, I'm not going to play WarioWare.
Really,
no.
You will really like WarioWare.
Old game is old.
Oh,
Dumb
my
Ways
God.
To Die is dumb.
Meanwhile, you're
yes.
talking about Dino Riders all the whole hour. Come on.
That's
old game is old.
That has not been their proper
Oh,
game.
Man, Barry, would you like some aloe vera for that burn?
It hurts, don't it?
You like donuts?
Okay. Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay.
Do you want me to take us home? Or do you want to take us home?
Matt, do you want to take us home?
Yeah. Sure. Thanks for listening to this week's This Game Is Broken, everyone. We do this every week for your listening pleasure. Be sure to check out what we do at levelsave.com. It's a fun site where you can learn all about video games and how stupid they are. But no, they're not stupid. They're an artistic art form, and we must support them.
Art is stupid too.
Yes, yes, like Dino Riders.
All right.
For Windows XP. Anyway, you can find us all on the Twitters, where we will talk to you and maybe berate you. Who knows? You can find Barry at I Am Weapon. Chris, you can find him at Snicklesocks, which I don't know what that means, but hey, it's something that he is. And you can find me at The Real Matt C on most social networks.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for listening, folks. Yeah,
thanks. Did you mention the review thing?
Oh, yes, that too. If you go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, I will read it on the air and give you a little shout out.
All right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you Peace in the Middle East.
You want to play some Gunzy?
I'd rather play some Dino. Whatever. Ryan.
All right, peace out.
See you guys.